From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading The Ghost Walker by Margaret Cole, Book 2 in the Father John O'Malley Vicki Holden Mystery Series. Now let's begin with The Ghost Walker, Chapter 1. Snow had fallen all day, and now the open spaces of Wind River Reservation lay under deep powder. Father John Aloysius O'Malley gripped the wheel of the Toyota pickup and peered through the half-moon the wiper carved across the windshield. He tried to follow the depressions of the tire tracks running ahead, all that hinted of the boundaries of Rendezvous Road, tire tracks and an occasional scrub brush or dried stalk of goldenrod poking through the snow in the ditches. It was the second Sunday in January, the first moon in the Arapaho way of marking time, the moon when the snow blows like spirits in the wind. A blast of frigid air filled the cab, and Father John glanced at the dashboard. The heater lever still rode on high, but the Arctic itself had begun to stream through the vents. The tiny needle on the temperature gauge danced in the red zone. He felt the engine start to miss as he pumped the gas pedal. "Come on," he coaxed, startled at the sound of his own voice in the vacant cold. The Toyota slid to a stop. He flipped off the headlight, still pumping the pedal. Nothing. The engine was as lifeless as a block of granite. He was already late for a meeting, which was why he'd taken the shortcut to Lander. Rendezvous Road angled across the eastern edge of the reservation and joined Highway 789 near the southern boundary. Now he wouldn't make the meeting at all, and how would he explain it to the bishop's...